skeleton head? Oh, Sanano. Oh, the in the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful.
Hope to have you here.
Oh. And we are planning to review our third topic, word-oriented tadabbur. By the means of Takasur Surah. Let's start by reading through Takasur Surah and translate it word by word, and then follow up with the question. Keep in mind that we are going to accomplish these steps. The first step would be defining the components.
Logical analysis.
Yes, logical analysis. Then deriving a statement would be the result of this part.
Then analyzing that.
Yes, and then we are going to define the native definition for a word, a special word, la.
Is the intention of
yes.
Based on
yes. We need an intention based on tafakkur. We mean the methods learned in tafakkur salam. The next step would be finding commonness in words,
in
meaning or components. Okay.
And
it's 25. The result of this part would be a specialization of the intention. So after finding the commonness, our goal is to specialize the intention derived in the previous part. The next question would be the levels of meaning or situation free and situation based.
Situation-based
words and substrates. And the sixth part would be drawing.
No, seven part is that one. Sixth part is comparing alama and roya.
Yes, that is situation-based. Levels of meaning.
So what about five?
Maybe
should
write the intention of the surah based on again. Yes. Here. So that is 5, 6, 7. Yes, numbering is going to be 5, 6, 7. And drawing the chain diagram of words. And this is a full review on word-oriented tadabbur. If you intend to know that, do you have the skill of tadabbur, word-oriented tadabbur, you can check yourself by answering to these questions. Okay. Let's listen to Takasur Surah first.
ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم.
Okay. Miss Neely, please help me on the translation of the surah. It starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Al-Hukm al-Takasur. What can we say? Al-Hukm al-Takasur. Takasur would be wanting more somehow.
Excessive desire.
Excessive desire. This kasara means excess. And also it has the meaning not greed. Say
tafakhur.
Glorifying, proud.
Arrogance.
But this takabbur.
Boastful.
Tafakhur is the same meaning. Boastful. How do we write it?
Constant.
Be boastful, being boastful, constant. And it states that al-haqum al-takasur. It means who is the subject? No. Who is the subject?
No.
Subject. At-takasuru. Al-ha. Your object. The subject would be takasur. Al-ha kumu takasuru. It means takasur made you.
What about al-flam? Al-flam is not relative. It means that those who.
No, it is not alif lam. It is a verb. Lahava. Lahava, if'al, ilhav, ilha. Or alha. And
so, alif lam is not on
the. No. It is part of the root.
Yes, I suppose that
it's
part of the
verb.
That is a
verb.
It's a noun.
It's not a verb. And lahava means we have two meanings. From At-Tahrir it states that enjoying and desire. To something with no result, with no
Yes, aimless, we can say. Or aimless enjoyment. Can you give me an example for the word, Ms. Mir Malik, for this definition? Aimless enjoyment. We are seeking for examples or misdaq for the word lah.
Gambling.
What is the result? Do we have result? What do we mean by result? First, define the result.
Is gambling?
Qumar was.
No, changing the level of your understanding to higher levels. In fact, the result is this always. If you want to focus on positive.
No, for gambling, you're gaining more money.
Yes, I think it has a result.
Playing.
If you put the playing or play as a mean to work more.
Yes, everything refers to our intention.
Mm-hmm.
So
the conclusion is.
The intention is important, not the verb, not the doing.
So the intention is wasting time, spending time.
Mm-hmm. If play,
I'm getting the excitement. Mm-hmm. You know that gambling gives some excitement. When you know that it's the ending, what's the result?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the time you think that you are the winner.
Yes.
So it's kind of
excitement and anxiety. You know, because excitement sometimes it's completely necessary
mm-hmm.
to grow or to change your position. But anxiety is completely negative.
So here in lah. We see the role of intention.
Salam.
If you play as a mean to work more, it is not lah. You have a result. You're seeking a result. But if you play for play, this is lah.
You are just focusing on play?
Yes. It doesn't have any other result. Just like the kids, they play with their toys, and then everything is finished.
And for some people, their work is like play.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's vice versa. And I've said you can find a two-way road between
mm-hmm.
work and play,
yes.
And vice versa. Because they
yes.
are enjoy their work.
Yes. Another definition in Al-Mizan, we have. Mm-hmm.
You mean they can be positive?
Yes. It depends on what you are seeking for. We say that here in Ramadan month. Sleeping is also...
It's a kind of praying.
Praying. Why?
Because you are saving your energy.
Uh-huh. Or you are obeying the laws of God. So it is... a part of the result.
I want to
yes.
say that it's a holy month. Because of this holy month, whatever we are going to do is going to be in the way of course, the truth.
Yes, exactly. Another definition, I think it helps more in...
play games, for example, volleyball, basketball. You are going to do some exercises at the same time.
The second definition would be a work or thing that makes you forget a more important duty or responsibility. That is the meaning of la. As an example, we can say that okay, tomorrow is the exam time. What should you do
study.
The night before study?
The night before.
Okay.
you should study, but you turn on the television, it has a program, and you enjoy it. Yes. And play on. Yes. And then you do, you see that TV program. That is exactly lah. Why? Because the important duty was studying, but you are watching programs. So, here we have priority list, I think. Is it right? Priority list of duties. You say that, okay, my first responsibility is studying, the second one is helping other people, the third one is. And exactly, changes these priorities or distract it from its your duties, yes, or actual duties. Study, sleep, help people, and so on. Yes. It mentions a new duty and puts it here as your first priority. So what is the relationship between takasur and lahv? It states that takasur made you to get to lahv. Great, continuing. Explain it more. Because of this constant, okay. No. Here it states that takasur made you to get to lahv. The subject of the sentence or the verse is takasur. In a diagram, in tafakkur book, you can draw like this: takasur, lahv, and as you mentioned, it is a circle or a cycle. Makes a cycle. Okay, takasur results in lahv, lahv results in takasur, and
vicious circle.
Endless.
Vicious.
Like this.
V-I-C-I-O-U-S.
Really nice statement. Please repeat it.
Excessive desires are aimless enjoyments.
I think it is not right everywhere. Aimless. I think it is not true every time. Because you have excessive desire to get to God. Is it?
It's not complete.
Okay. Excessive desires are aimless enjoyments that make people busy to forget. It doesn't say God. You can say forget their
objectives, duties,
yes, or priorities.
In this
making. I know, but here the verse puts takasur as the requirement for lahv. The relation is that takasur is excess. You have 10 choices, okay? Compare this situation with the part that you have 2 choices. In which case you are more in danger of lahv? Why?
Because some of them can be.
Because the excessive number of choices can be without aim, and these choices can be converted to each other or change their position. But when you face 2 choices, it is easier to choose and to diagnose or determine which is prior, which one is prior. Yes.
Correct and God obey and God refers them, and it's good to do. But when we start doing a thing while we are doing it, maybe our intention changes because the
right
the things the things in our surroundings, for example, other people and their intentions affected mine. So the first intention that I chose may
change
and
my priorities change.
Yes. And it can be nearer to takasur by this way.
I wanted to say the more the choices, the more the choices, the more what? The more what? No. According to lahv. The more the choices, that is takasur. The more the distractions. Or? Okay. Or the more?
Confusion
in choosing.
Deviation.
Confusion.
Deviation.
Deviation. From?
From our
real aim or duties. Yes. Or we can say excessive desire that are aimless enjoyments make people busy.
Excessive. Is not bad.
Yes, I mentioned this in the previous part. Competition.
Because it makes them more excited, pushes them to continue their the way that they are going. Because it has more excitement for them, because they are going to be a winner at last and to face some other people who are losers. So it makes them to continue because they are making some new aims for themselves, and new aim is being a winner in other levels.
Exactly. According to the story behind the surah, She states that we have competition or social competition. It results in new aims. Because you look at the other people, you compare, it starts with looking, comparing. Okay, he has this ability or this characteristic, and I have to reach that. So, you get new aims by looking at people.
Believing that your new aims are completely real and precious.
Yes. And then it results in your... Yes. It is sabagun as sabagun, and yes. It is a negative part, yes. You look at other people's and compare with yourself, and you got to this result that I have to have more or better than that or exactly that. So a new aim would be defined, and my priorities changes. Keep up. Keep up. Meet what?
Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And try to have
more. Thank you. A nice statement. Okay, so here in logical analysis part, in the table for lab, in requirements we can write Takasur. Why? Yes, instruments. Here it states takasur resulting lab. So you should put takasur under the instruments of lab. We had a table. We had a table lab here. The components of the word. Then the instruments and the results and then the examples.
Sorry, what are the examples of
that? So you can say everything which can be having a lot of children can be
for
everyone. Or as an example, increasing data. This is not called science. We do not call increasing data as science, but now in our education system, we call increasing data science. It can work as takasur. Why do you increase data? What is the real aim for increasing data?
For calculating and adding
distinguishing.
Better.
Distinguishing which is better. What is better? That is the real science. So, increasing data itself doesn't help. Even in tadabbur. You increase data, you do not... Oh, yes. There is no tahara. If you do not do according to what you have learned, you are only increasing data. That is takasur.
Even increasing your praying. When you are praying, but you learn, there is no tahara, as she said.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the aim of it?
Yes.
Just reading, for all reading, just reading.
You enjoy it, but it doesn't have any constant or constant effect on you. You just enjoy it by a moment, and then it doesn't continue. So it is not.
Reading Quran by itself can have many aims for us.
Yes.
Even though we do not pay much more attention to the best intention that the Prophet
had. Prayer can also be like this.
Yes.
You can pray, but it states that inna salat tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. If you pray and yes, it is useful.
It is different from praying. Because of the
yeah, we are criticizing
I know.
But we are criticizing the increasing without any aim or without any change.
But,
it has an effect itself. I know.
Yes, I know, but I want to say
Yes, we are here. We are talking on the negative part. This surah focuses on the negative part.
I think she means that it's because of our self-aware, not
about
the praying itself.
For sure.
For sure. Everybody
for sure.
Everybody confirms you.
For sure, Quran doesn't have negative effect, but you know that this is us that we are going to get this.
Yes. فلا تزد الظالمين الا خسارا. For Miss Misbahi, here they have laughed. The components are a thing plus forgetting or deviation from that. Again, priority. These are not, I want to write the components only. A verb that it makes.
Desire for something. The thing that you write is desire.
No. According to the second definition. Or desire, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Yes. Desire to something. To something plus aimless enjoyment. This is the components part, the easiest part we can fill in.
The best.
The instrument. The instruments would be, as the surah mentions, it is takasuf. But you can also add more. Please add.
Wasting our time and.
No, the wasting our time is the instrument for lack.
Ignorance.
Carelessness.
It states that instruments are a thing.
Yes.
Yes.
The instruments gather and then make up to laugh.
Yes. So while we are
doing the thing that is while doing it, you are actually wasting our time because of this argument.
Instruments, fake aims, or goals.
This is better. We seek for the causes of lack. You say that ignorance, what is the possible relation between ignorance and lack? Lack results from forgetting a more important duty. So, if an ignorance about... So, we need priorities here. Priorities should exist first, and then we can define lah by reordering the priorities. So, first we have to have some priorities. So, that is instrument. It is needed or necessary for lah to happen. This is exactly the result of fake aims, fake goals.
Not being satisfied.
Do you understand?
Can be resolved.
Yes, dissatisfaction also can be resolved. Oh, wasting time and energy, yes. Exactly. Wasting time. That is exactly the result.
Can I say depression?
Depression. Yes, you... The example is you actually want, let's say, enjoying wealth, but you choose something that doesn't make you enjoy well.
No inner peace, exactly.
Stress, depression.
Yes.
Why?
As you said, sometimes maybe the person thinks about the right intention, but it goes through the wrong process.
So, fake goals is one of the instruments of the world, makes the world.
Lah.
Okay, the examples of lah.
Examples, actions. Playing computer games.
World life, it is lah. According to another verse from Quran. وَمَا الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَزِينَةٌ Not any, every time, yes. Not necessarily, but
can be.
Yes, social networks.
Playing computer games for teenagers.
Playing computer games.
Doing business for adults.
Why?
Because they want to have more and more. They are satisfied with whatever they have. And they
is it bad or good?
It's bad. Because they are
losing their way.
Not always. No.
Maybe
their lives, changes in food, just gathering money. For what? For gathering more money. For what? All gathering more and more.
Can I say stockbrokers?
Stockbrokers. Do you know that they are crazy about it? You know, at first it's high part of trading, but little by little they are going to be addicted to it. Is it habits? Right. Any kind of addictions?
Yes. Addictions. Lose that name. Addiction.
What is the message? It starts with me.
Huh?
habits, addictions, any kind of addictions.
Any kind of addictions.
Or useful, useless speaking. Yes. Speaking.
Chatterbox.
What is the meaning of chatterbox?
Like radio chatterbox.
Uh-huh. Chatterbox.
Any kind of chatterbox.
Mm-hmm.
Like radio. Any kind of scene.
Scene. Ah, scene. Any kind of why? Yes, any kind of. She means that the it deviates the priority is going to do good things, but you commit a sin.
Okay. Another one is the education to higher degrees without any stuff and without any working and without using any information that you have learned to serve others at least.
Bad.
All habits are bad. Because the understanding in it. For example, when reciting Quran, if you feel kind of habit, there is no input in it. You just see words and passions. Even if you see things inside the word,
yes, exactly.
The need of habit is that.
Education just degrees.
Yes. As Amal said, when we read Quran, then we understand enough, so we don't go to Quran. Okay, so we have from go from lowest to the highest.
Yes. You see, the first time that word is many years, you're right.
Yes, moving from the lowest.
Studying for degrees. Okay, let's move on to takasur, an answer to the second question.
Attending in these classes is for learning and acting. It is going to be kind of data storage, then you are wasting our are just data storage.
Yes.
Yes,
I know.
Storage. I can't say anything else. Data storage.
Any
inquiries,
nothing. Other people don't have anything.
Yes.
Quran.
Yes. Again, Professor Obad said that this is a characteristic of human beings to be practical and good. So they are so storage and they are not going to let it teach it to other people.
Okay. What is the meaning of takasur?
Excessive.
Wealth. No, no. It states that in At-Tahqiq, excess in quality and quantity, I think. Not quality.
Ziyadi
dar miqdar.
And quality.
Yes, it is not quantity. You cannot quantify. And quality.
Here is what is all that? No, it's not so positive. You know that they don't think about the meaning of Izzat itself. I mean that as an honor. They are thinking about power or result of that.
So we can say quantity and level or great situation, something like this, in other words.
Because it says that the other can never not say any quantity.
Yes. By referring to derivation, what can you add to the meaning? It is tafa'ul. What was the two subjects and what can you add to the meaning by this derivation, by the use of the derivation?
Many people involved.
In components, you can write what? It stays in the on, on the in. It means it is reciprocal, I think. Reciprocal. Reciprocal process. It means that again, it makes a vicious circle. Yeah, the first person, the second one, takasur. Means that, okay, he has 50%, I have 40%, so I should have more, I get 51%, and then he again compares himself with me and then changes his position to 52, and it continues. This is takasur. It is an endless, constantly continuing. So here in this surah, it focuses on social status, as you mentioned. If there were no people except you, takasur didn't mean. And it starts with looking at others or comparison.
And I think that when we are going to put all those together, Amidat and Akhazor, and Zorton, and Namaber, and according to Amidat, it refers to all people, not only a special group. And that's why it's going to ask them to see and increase their knowledge.
So we need society. Again,
you have winners and losers.
As a result, winners and losers. Unlimited.
Endless
as the instrument. Endless what? Endless is here.
Endless.
Or here results. Endless.
It's a negative motivation.
What?
Anxiety. It's difficult to understand. Endless process, one result.
Because of takasur, it is continuously. It is continuous.
Is takasur itself, so it must be instruments.
Or the result of takasur would be endless. Yes.
It's difficult to distinguish.
Okay. We do not insist on
whether you write it here or here.
So
the important thing is that you can write new statements.
No, you should listen to her. She says something else. That's your cat tricking. Because I distinguished this. You,
okay, I
see. The
exam is going to be subjective, not objective. This is the point. In this problem, it's subjective. It is that your idea is right.
Everybody has.
Yes, we all pass.
Give me examples.
Achieving money or saving money.
Saving.
Or paying attention to the our beauty more. Morning.
What?
Ihtikaf.
It can be a result. Because the one who has that characteristic wants to get more.
Messed up.
Example. Yes. Or, how can we write it?
H-O-A.
Let's relate these things to each other and write. The one who has this characteristic had, you know, muhtakir is, you can say one of the intentions behind hoarding would be takasur. Because the one wants to have more and be and get extra things than others, so it does this action. One thing, yes, desire or what? Yes. Let's relate these to each other and write statements. Lahvan takosu. Between these two. I'm proud, yes, yes. Proudness. Is it right? Pride.
No.
Being greedy. Instruments. Yes. Greed. Greedy.
Can I say my first sentence?
Yes.
Having desire to fight on one's property causes him to ignore many realities or duties.
Exactly. Any comments on this statement? No, by the components and the combination of these. Excess is. Had the potential to deviate from. Okay. Next sentence.
Paying excessive attention to body matters or giving priority to body matters in life and ignoring tax messages and orders causes people to have meaningless and worthless life.
The next one is Ms. Buff. Do you have any statements? Between lahav and takasur, you do not have any. Okay. Ms. Mir Malik. Is takasur a negative word or a positive word? It is negative. Okay. Okay. Answer this question: what is the example of takasur according to its negative meaning? Takasur. Do not give examples. Let's say you have the work one and work two. You want to compare these and say that is it takasur or not? How can you distinguish between these two? You have two choices. How can you differ them from each other according to takasur and lahv? Which one is lahv? Aim, okay. Which one is takasur? So
lack is more aimless than
endless. Okay. Aim and being endless. I wanted to say that these two components are the things we have to compare between the to find the priorities according to their definition. I want to do the first thing, going to Engelhard Square or standing here, the second one. I compare them by their aim. Okay, what is my aim about going to Engelhard Square?
Killington.
And what is the aim of the second one?
Okay.
What is the real aim of my life? Or what is my program? So, I compare them. On the endless one, how can you say, what can you say about the second component? All this, does it result in pride?
Yes.
Does it root in comparison to others and so on? You can give more and more criteria.
And it wouldn't go on. If you look at our capital, it's not money. Our capital is our time, it's our life. It's a kind of losing.
Exactly. Ask Surah. Ms. Al-Bajdi states that we have a verse in Hash Surah, it states, فَمَا الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَعْبٌ. According to this definition we have mentioned, why dunya or the worldly life is lahv? What is the priority? If the world would be our first priority, it would be lahv. But dunya is a mean for the hereafter. So hereafter would be our priority of doing actions. So in this kind of meaning you can call dunya lahv. Yes, God. Zumar Surah.
Exactly. Obeying and worshiping God is going to be my
Because world life is
The example of lah, as the verse in Hash Surah states, lahun. You actually enjoy the life. And you can also get excess in quantity or quality of your life. It is endless. It can be endless. But the result is important. The intention is important. That is life.
This is kind of prestige. They don't think about, you know, that data, they don't care about people. Like,
and as you mentioned, they are more depressed people.
Yeah.
Because they work for others, not themselves.
They got tired from themselves.
Yes. That is the second question. Let's continue our translating. Read it first.
Can I say my second?
Yes, thing? Yes.
Maybe it's a reputation, according to your There is no end in being greedy for multiplying one's worldly wealth.
Exactly. Okay, the second verse states that hatta zortumul maqabir. Two kinds of meaning again can be inferred from this. Hatta zortumul maqabir can be related to the story behind the surah. There were two group of people. They wanted to say which one are better. Prove that we are better. And then they said that, okay, we have more children than you. They said that we have more money than you. And then they continued off. Everything finished, as just their graves. And then one of them said, okay, our graves or our dead people or ancestors are more than you, so we are better.
You are stronger.
You are stronger. Yes. We have a saying in Nahj al-Balagha, Amir al-Mu'minin. After reading through the first verse of this surah, states that it is 221, if you want to refer. It is about... Yes, it is a lecture. Yes, it is a speech. He states that, okay, what was the aim of graves or tombs, looking at tombs? What was the result? What was its function?
In reality,
remembering what? Yes, remembering the end of life. Remembering what?
Hereafter.
Remembering that you have limited time.
Remembering that nothing lasts forever.
Yes.
Remembering you are not, you know, taking...
You remember many things. And nothing is everlasting. Yes, Ajal Az-Zumar Surah. And so on. Amir al-Mu'minin states that, okay, you have changed the symbol for remembering those things to a symbol for takaso. You want to say that, oh, we are better than you or stronger than you because our dead people are more. And he again talks about the ones who are under the ground. He says, okay, they talk about you, about the terrifying atmosphere over there and so on. It is really nice saying and lecture. I want to read it for you for بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم پس از خواندن آیه یک سوره تکاثر حضرت فرمود شگفتا چه مقصد بسیار دوری و چه زیارت کنندگان بیخبری و چه کار دشوار و مرگباری. انداشتن که جای مردگان خالی است، آنها که سخت مایه عبرتند و از دور آیاد گذشتگان فخر می فروشند. آیا به گورهای پدران خیش می نازند؟ آیا به تعداد فراوانی که در کام مرگ فرو رفتند؟ آیا خواهان بازگشت اجسادی هستند که پوسیده شده و حرکاتشان به سکون تبدیل گشته؟ آنها مایه عبرت باشند سزاوارتر است تا تفاخر. اما بدانها با دیده های کمسو نگریستند و با کوته‌بینی در امواج نادانی فرو رفتند. اگر حال آنان را از خانه های ویران و سرزمین های خالی از زندگان می پرسیدند، پاسخ می دادند، آنها با گمراهی در زمین فرو خفتند و شما ناآگاهانه دنبال روی آنان شدید. بر روی کاسه های سر آنها راه می روید و بر روی جسدهایشان زراعت می کنید و آنچه به جا گذاشتن می خورید و بر خانه های ویران آنها مسکن گرفتید و روزگاری که میان آنها و شماست بر شما گریه و زاری می کنند. آنها پیش از شما به کام مرگ فرو رفتند و برای رسیدن به آبش خور از شما پیشی گرفتند، در حالی که آنها دارای عزت پایدار و درجات والای افتخار بودند. پادشاهان حاکم یا رعیت سرفراز بودند که سرانجام به درون برزخ یا راه یافتند و زمین آنها را در خود گرفت و از گوشت بدنهای آنان خورد و از خون آنان نوشید. پس در شکاف گورها بی جان و بدون حرکت پنهان موندند، نه از دگرگونی ها نگرانند و نه از زلزله ها ترسناک و نه از فریادهای سخت هراسی دارند. غائب شدگانی که کسی انتظار آنان را نمی کشد و حاضرانی که حضور نمی آوند، اجتماعی داشتند و پراکنده شدند، با یکدیگر مهربان بودند و جدا گردیدند. اگر یادشان فراموش گشت یا دیارشان ساکت شد، برای طولانی شدن زمان یا دوری مکان نیست، بلکه جام مرگ نوشیدند. گویا بودند و لال شدند، شنوا بودند و کر گشتند و حرکاتشان به سکون تبدیل شد. چنان آرامیدند که گویا بیهوش بر خاک افتاده و در خواب فرو رفتند. همسایگانی هستند که با یکدیگر انس نمیگیرند و دوستانی هستند که به دیدار یکدیگر نمی‌روند. ادامه داره. ادامه نمی‌دهند. Okay. So in the first meaning, we can say that okay, they counted their graves. Yes, they went to see their tombs or their graves, and they counted them as their priority, superiority, as a criterion for their superiority. But actually, the graves was a symbol for death and remembering those things. So, when if you want to connect this action to takasur, you can say that and to lah, let's say lah was aimless and the second definition yes, what was the priority? No, what was the actual part. But it changed with counting the graves. So their work was a kind of laugh. And also it was takasur. Why? It was a result of takasur. Because they wanted... Yes. They were comparing and wanted to have... Yes, social status. Exactly. The second meaning, حتی زرتم المقابر, would be. No. حتی زرتم المقابر, when you are, until
you were doing lahv until you were dead. No. Until death. You were dead. Allah Ta'ala states that it is kinaya. What is kinaya? Metaphor. It is kinaya. حتی زور تو بودم شما به زیارت قبرها رفتیم یعنی مردیم. You did lahf in your life الحاکم و تکاثر until you were dead. The first meaning was you did this action even the second sentence in the first meaning is even you counted your graves. The second meaning would be you did this action until you were dead. حتی زرت المقابر. The first meaning is that انقدر تکاثر را ادامه دادید تا اینکه حتی قبراتون هم شمردید. معنای دوم انقدر تکاثر را ادامه دادید که مردید، رفتید زیارت قبور، یعنی خودتون مرده، خودتون جز بشون شدید. Yes. Yes. The next two verses state that kalla. We will talk about its words. Zavara. We have an appear. We have appearance in its meaning. Appearance and inner side. Zavara is moving from the outer side or appearance to the inner side. That is Zavara. So, زیارت امام رضا که میخواید برید حقیقت زیارت نمیشه در و دیوار و غیره اگر واژه زوره رو بخواید بگید شما به حقیقتی پی میبرید مثلا میبینید امام زنده است میشه بعد صداشو میشنه توی زیارت نامه میگی که اشهد انکه تسمع و کلام و تراد دو سلام تو صدای منو میشنوی سلام منم جواب میدی. بله زورت المقابر به معنی دوم نزدیکه یعنی از ظاهر قبر رفتیم تو قبر مردید با معنای مردیدش میشه. Yes. In the first part of meaning it's right. State a kalla, sawfa ta'lam. Usum bi kalla, sawfa ta'lam. Know what? You will soon know, then you will soon know. Know what?
Yes, what you've done.
What you have done.
That
your actions were laughed. Okay? So soon know. Knowing is a result of what? Yeah. Talk about kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. In my mind is that, okay, I do this action in order to enjoy my life and there is no end. It states that kalla.
Nonsense.
Yes.
You do not know anything, and you will know the fact, the reality after your death. Safa, very soon, yes. And I want to add knowing to my previous diagram, that cycle, akosu, la, and it was like this. Exactly. Knowing or knowledge breaks this cycle. Why?
Mm-hmm.
And reveals what?
From the appearance to the audience.
The priorities. Yes. The next verses say this. Yes.
Because you break takosur and laugh, but
here.
It is kalah.
Yes. You can write death too here.
You write death here, it's useless because after death, our knowledge is not useful for us.
I know, but. Yes.
You read us
yes. The end. Here, the main point in La was what? Confusion or deviation from the aim and not distinguishing the priorities. And Takasur helped the confusion in priorities by multiplying or giving excess choices. You had two choices first. It is converted to 10 choices. If your knowledge, let's say it is 20%, and it is kept here as 20% again, you cannot distinguish between these 10. No. Yaqin is the level of, the upper level of. I know, that is the last point. Yes. Death is that in your life you didn't understand the priorities. When do you understand what was real and what was not real? The death. It is the last station. But you can also, before death,
understand.
I know. I put death here. And the result of this was Allah sayalam. And then by adding the next verses, I say that okay, kalla law ta'lamuna ilma al-yaqin la tarawun al-jahim. If you know it by yaqin, ilm al-yaqin, if you had ilm al-yaqin, you had realized and you had seen Jahim before.
Yes. I am not right. It's just what the mentioned is according to the